It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Sayre and Elk City, America. Happy Friday, everybody. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Let's check out some temperatures around western Oklahoma, and Texas Panhandle. Altus, you're the winner today. You beat Eric out by 1 degree. You're at 92 degrees, 87 at Putnam, 91 at Beaver, 90 at the May Ranch. Whoops, back up, but this changed. We got us a new winner for a hot temperature. Cherokee, Oklahoma, up there in north central Oklahoma. You are 93 degrees now, just updated. Out here in the Texas Panhandle, probably cooler, 89 at Lipscomb, 87 at Miami, 86 at McLean, 90 at Wellington, 89 at Odell, and Childress, you're 88 degrees. What are you guys doing on such a warm Friday? We need this wind to quit. All this rain has done a lot of good, but this wind blow drying it dry. We need it to quit. We need it to go away. We need some more rains. We're always complaining, aren't we? Farmers always complain, but it's true. This wind doesn't help out nothing. Let's see here. So I got some good news and some bad news. Good news is I made my first delivery of tomatoes to the Main Street Coffee and Cafe this morning. Kelsey was at, she was smiling when she seen me walking in the door. So it was all good. Made the first delivery. I'm going to start selling them next Monday to the public, and already got deliveries to make Monday. Doing good. My tomatoes are big. They're good. And unless somebody's lying to me, even the little ones are all good, good quality tests. But some on the sad news, bad news part of it is, you know, I've been finding some army worms in just a few tomatoes. So I picked around 26, 30 pounds. A 5 gallon bucket full this morning, and out of that 5 gallon bucket full, every third tomato I thought had army worm in them, and some of them did. But after sending some pictures and stuff to some of the experts that I've met doing this show, I've got the corn ear worm also. And I thought a couple of those worms were different than the army worm that I thought. But I got corn ear worms in my tomatoes also. So I got a game plan. I'm setting out traps. And I'm going to get the trap set out. I'm going to mow around the high tunnel really good. I've been leaving, I don't spray around the high tunnel, but I've been leaving it, not woolly, but I've got pollinators. I got some hairy vetch and all kinds of stuff growing around there. But I'm going to have to mow at least a 5 foot strip around the high tunnel and put a barrier down, because I do not want to spray my tomatoes. I have to, but I'm not to that point yet. So talking to the professionals this morning, and as far as even Ashley from OSU, Professor Ferris, she talked to another expert and another one from Colorado State, where they have problems with army worms and corn ear worms and crops, and tomatoes is one of them. I'm gonna order traps to trap some of these little boogers, and I'm being nice on the show today because that's not what I was saying this morning. And we're gonna trap them, and everybody said, you gotta spray. Well, I can't spray right now because the damage is already done. There's nothing visible. I went in there dark last night with my bright flashlight, and there's nothing going on in there except for banana spider worm spiders. Man, I got a bunch of them, but I'll leave them alone. They're friendly to the gardens. But so I'm gonna order some traps today, and my advice was to trap them, and then when you start seeing them in your trap, that means they're getting ready to breed again. So when that happens, then I can spray. And there is an organic spray that I can use in there for worms. So Man. So the rains brought all this up. And while speaking to her, they're finding army worms in their peanut food plots down at Fort Cobb. And with all this rain comes a lot of insects. It's just part of the plan that it's going to happen. And yesterday, while I was sowing a cover crop there on the north side of my peanuts there by the house, this myth with the grasshoppers with lots of rain makes them sick and die, and I think I mentioned this yesterday, it's a bunch of crap. Them things are terrible. Grasshoppers are coming and are here. They're not coming. They're here, but they're growing. Oh, my gosh. So, I'll go catch some. If anybody wants some chocolate-coated grasshoppers to eat for breakfast or lunch, I'm your guy. I can hook you up. Or you need some fishing bait, I'll tell you where to go catch these grasshoppers. And they're humongous. They're big. And they're bigger than baby quail. So anyway, I got issues going on with my high tunnel, and I never dreamed of cornier worms and army worms living inside my tomatoes. And the problem is you can't tell what's going on. They're coming through the stem underneath those leaves, and they, when they're born, they make a little pinhole, and you can't see them till you pick them. So, yeah, I don't know. I got buddies that always send me advice on how to take care of stuff. But anyway, that's what's going on. So you need to check your crops. I don't know I couldn't see the damage from the army worms going on. So all I can say is keep an eye out for insects and go from there. Okay, let's see what happened in our big old world of agriculture overnight. I looked at the board a while ago, and the grains don't look great, but cattle look good. Oil looks good. We'll check that out coming up next break. So wheat futures were lower in overnight trading as the U.S. winter harvest ramps up. 10% of the winter wheat was harvested as of Sunday, up from 4% a week earlier, according to the USDA in a report. Still, it's well behind the prior five-year average of 16%. In Kansas, the biggest producer of wheat varieties, 3% was collected versus the average of 11% for this time of year. The harvest started on Thursday in southwestern Kansas amid temperatures of 100 degrees. According to the Kansas Wheat Commission, the harvest rainfall in central Kansas, meanwhile, kept farmers on the sidelines, though precipitation is expected to give way to windy, warm weather this weekend. And we already got a taste of that yesterday and getting it right now. Lee Schaffler, a farmer in Rice in Ellsworth County, started harvesting his crops on June 10th and said he's seeing yields averaging 20% above normal, despite some rain delays. After Tuesday's downpours that left standing water, he was able to find dry ground from which he continued his crop collection. Well, these farmers that are bragging about this on these national forums need to quit it, because that guy probably just cost the wheat to go back down again. I'm just kidding. Derek Sawyer, farming in McPherson County, Kansas, said fields he cut prior to showers arriving on Tuesday was averaging around 80 bushels an acre. About 10 inches of rain fell in some places, he said, which likely will reduce yield potential in some fields by 25%, he's guessing. Test weights were good, but will no doubt decrease with the rain, according to Kansas Wheat in its report. Some fields are standing water and may not be able to even be harvested. Wheat futures for September delivery fell a nickel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade to 585.5 a bushel. Kansas City futures dropped 3.75 to 583.25 a bushel. Corn futures for December delivery up 2 cents to 446 a bushel. Soybean futures for November delivery gained 3.75 to 1072 a bushel. Soy meal was down $1.60 to 296.70 a short ton. And soy oil added 0.8 cents to to 56.2 cents a pound. That's the highest I've seen soy oil since I started the show. Operating costs to grow corn, soybeans, wheat, and wheat are all expected to come up next year, increase, according to data from the Ag Department. The cost to produce corn is expected to rise to an average of $457.90 per planted acre in 2026, compared to $449.23 this year. And this is all average price all over the United States. It varies from one state to the other. Fertilizer prices are expected to come up 5% year over year to $169.69 an acre, representing the largest portion of the cost of production. Seed costs will come up 0.6% to about $116.20 an acre. Chemicals, custom operations, and repairs will all rise on an annual basis, while fuel, lube, and electricity costs are expected to fall, according to the USDA. Soybean production costs are forecast to be around $245.59 per planted acre next year, up from $242.72 an acre this year. Seed prices will come up by 0.6% to $75.34. Fertilizer is expected to increase from $48.30 from $45.99 an acre, and chemicals will rise to $47.23, up a couple bucks from this year. The cost of custom operations and repairs will increase slightly, while fuel, lube, and electricity will decline, is what they're saying. Wheat costs will increase 0.2% year over year to $161.25 an acre. Spending on fertilizer is projected to jump about 5% to $62.56 per planted acre. Seed will rise to $18.20 from $18.09 per acre, or per bushel. Or no, wait a minute, back up, per acre, not per bushel. And repair costs will increase from $31.64 an acre to from $31.43 an acre. Chemicals and custom operations will also come up. So that's not good news. What do we got weather-wise in the old Farm Belt? Hot weather is forecast for eastern Colorado through Indiana and northern Minnesota all the way into down to the Gulf Coast. So that includes us. Temperatures in eastern Nebraska and western Iowa are expected to top out around 109 degrees this afternoon. Well, they can have that. Overnight lows will reach the upper 70s, and that's not good either for cattle. Cattle, we need to cool our cattle down at night, so we don't need these upper 70s for low temperatures in the night. So guess what? They're advising everybody to work outside, to wear lightweight clothing, and limit strenuous activities to early mornings or evenings. So in other words, you have my permission to wear shorts and tank tops and flip-flops while you're out farming today. And everybody will know where you are because we know how many farmers' tans there are out there. So I got news that I was to report to the Elk City Livestock Auction after the show today. There's a new sign up, so I have to go check out the new sign. I'm pretty sure this has something to do with the cafe, so we'll check it out. And I'll let you guys know via social media on the KECO Facebook page what's going on at the Elk City Livestock Auction today. All right, today is the Wheeler General Store Happy Hour. So let's take a Wheeler General Store break. We'll be right back after this.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
When you're out working in the shop and the garage this summer, stay comfortable with a Porta-Cool Apex Cooler. Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Elk City, Weatherford, and Hinton has compact spot coolers for the garage. They've also got high-powered units that cool up to 6,500 square feet. Each unit blasts cool air up to 60 feet and connects to your phone with the Cool Sync app for remote control. They're quiet, efficient, and tough with a lifetime warranty on molded housings. Swing by your local Napa and get your Porta-Cool Apex Cooler and stay comfortable while you work this summer.
Everybody I know likes free stuff. Lots of folks like DeWalt tools. Even better, how about free DeWalt tools? That's right. Buy a new select model of Hustler Zero Turn Mower or Cub Cadet Ultimate Series Mower from DJ's Rental and Sales and receive up to $600 in free DeWalt tools. It's that easy. Buy a new mower and receive free tools. That's DJ's Rental and Sales on South Main in Elk City. This offer is only good through the month of June, so you better hustle.
This is the Elk City Lifestyle Auction Market Report for Friday, June the 13th. 1,365 head were sold. 7 head of steers at 487 brought 405. 4 at 513 brought 385. 6 at 525 brought 347. 5 at 585 brought 345. 15 at 601 brought 352. 10 at 625 brought 338. 7 at 757 brought 306. 59 head of heifers at 290 brought 450. 10 at 367 brought 445. 3 at 488 brought 355, 5 at 587 brought 364, 3 at 662 brought 314, 7 at 748 brought 288, butcher bulls brought 167 to 209, bred cows 1825 to 3225, pairs brought 1475 to 3700, Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. 92. They come to you.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Oh, I have such a wonderful group of people that listen to me. They say I say one thing, and I might have said it, but anyway, well, we won't discuss this one. All right, let's check out some ag weather out in the Texas Panhandle. Shamrock America, 91 degrees, heat index at 95, humidity is 46, dew point 67. The winds are out of the south at 20 with wind gusts up to 30. 1.90 inches of rain so far in Shamrock this month. 8-inch soil temperature, a whopping 80 degrees. So there you have it. All right, let's see what the market's doing. Where are you at, market? Let's refresh it for the fun of it. Let me refresh it real quick. Sorry. Make sure it's up to date. I don't like giving out fake news unless I want to. All right, corn for July, 429, up 4.25. No, whoa, back up. Down 4.25. September, 426, down 2.25. Soybeans for July, 1070, down 4.5. August, 1073, down 3.5. Soybean meal, July, 284.80, down 10. August, 289 even, down 10 cents. Soybean oil, July, 54.54, down 23. Hard red winter wheat, July, 567, down 3.75. September, 582, down 3.75. Also, oil out of West Texas, July, 74.99, down 15. So what's that? Put Brent oil, crude oil in around 80 bucks or close to it. Natural gas, July, 387, down 11. Looks like the big boys, the Dow and the S&P and the NASDAQ, are all positively trading today. Since the market closed yesterday, they're all in the green. Live cattle, man, this was all green before I started the show. Now it's in the red. June live cattle, or let's just skip June. August, 210.05, down 162. October, 207.70, down 152. Feeders for August, 303.15, down 102. September, 302.95, down 85. And October, 390, down $1. Lean hogs, July, 112.60, down 42, or up 42. August, 112.37, up 37. There you have it. All right, what do we got here? This is from Texas A&M AgriLife. This is to my listeners out in the Texas Panhandle and south of the Red River, down there south of Altus. Oh, FYI, I want to remind everybody how they can listen to the show. We are on KCOFM Facebook Live there on our page. You can also go to our website, KCOFM.com, listen to it live there, or you can go to Today in Ag and listen to any show you want, including today, whenever you get a chance. If you have to eat lunch or skip or something happens, you break down or whatever, you can do that. Check that out. Also, you can get on our free app on your phone. You can download it on your phone for free. It's the Paragon Communications app. It's a little red square with a little white outline in the middle with a black arrow on it. And it's free. And you can you listen to it live. You have to listen to it live while the show's going on. So no matter where you are in the world, you can listen to that. But also, up at Woodward on KWFX 100.1, you can listen to it, obviously, on the radio there. But you can also go to woodwardradio.com and click on KWFX 100.1 and listen to it live there. If you don't have the radio signal or whatever, and you got phone signal, you can do that there also. So all kinds of ways to listen to Today in Ag show. All right, let's check out what AgriLife sent me today. And not good for the watermelon, according to this report. Texas watermelon growers reported good yields and excellent quality, but market prices aren't not so sweet going into the peak season, said Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service experts. Juan Aneso, I think how you say that, he's a professor at AgriLife Extension Horticulture Program leader and associate head of the Texas A&M Department of Horticulture Sciences. He said conditions were great for watermelon production this season. However, prices have been much lower than previous years and harvest continues in the Rio Grande Valley. The Rio Grande Valley. I always like to say Grande. And ramps up in other parts of the state. He said bumper watermelon harvests in Florida have led to oversupply, with harvests about to get in underway in Georgia. Prices for growers were slightly better earlier in the season, but have cooled as more harvests ramp up. The market typically peaks around the 4th of July as families prepare for holiday festivities. Prices are probably the lowest I've seen in many years, he said. Yields have been well above normal everywhere. That's not good news for producers, but consumers should be finding high-quality sweet watermelons and value. He also said wholesale watermelon prices were around 18 to 22 cents per pound at this time of the year last year, compared to 14 to 18 cents per pound this year. By comparison, Texas producers were seeing more than 30 cents per pound at wholesale during the 23 season. Producers in the Rio Grande Valley typically reach yields of 50,000 pounds of watermelon per acre. How's that math figure out? Let's go with 20 cents. 50,000 times 20.20, $10,000 an acre. That's pretty good. At retail, there's a lot of costs and a lot of labor involved in that watermelon stuff. At retail level, he said a $6 watermelon last year would be around $5 this year. I don't remember seeing any $6 watermelons last year. All I seen was $10, $15, and $20 ones. Aside from poor prices, he said growing conditions in the Rio Grande Valley have been ideal for watermelons. Areas received timely rains, but warm temperatures and dry conditions have led to a few pests and disease issues. How about that? That's shocking to hear. He said the fruit sugar content measurement is a high. It says it's having high BRIX counts. I guess that's the sugar content. Larry Stein, another professor from the horticulture department at Texas A&M AgriLife, at Uvalde, I know where that is. They got the best Whataburger in the world. Said watermelon season in the western or in the winter garden region was similar, but started a little slower than usual due to erratic weather. He said fruit sets and initial picks have produced good yields and high quality. There are some indications of lower fruit sets in some areas, possibly due to poor pollination or high winds tangling young vines. Quality has been exceptional. Plants didn't want to grow, maybe because of the crazy weather, but they have come on strong and pest problems have been minimal. So there you have it. All right, let's check out what's going on in the panhandle as far as crop and moisture reports. It says average daytime temperatures were noticeably higher. Soil moisture levels are adequate. Wheat and triticale harvests continue at a strong pace as small grain continues to mature. Ground and weather conditions were good for planting sorghum, sunflowers, and other later planted warm season crops. Conditions were also favorable for harvest of any cool season oilseed crops, such as canola. Randall County experienced a major hailstorm with many crops severely damaged and some considered a total loss. Some producers will replant with sorghum or hay grazer. No cotton will be replanted as the timing window has passed. Pasture and rain conditions were fair to good. There you have it. All right, let's take a Wheeler General store break. When we come back, we'll have more ag news for you. Be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey farmers, it's Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant summer cover crops. We carry the best quality cover crop seeds available. If you need ag chemicals, we can ship bigger orders straight from the warehouse to your farm with unbeatable prices. And as always, we're an authorized livestock nutrition center dealer. Call us, visit us on South Randall in Elk City, and follow us on Facebook. SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity.
I've had several clients when we're sitting in a closing room, we're signing the final pieces of paper and we slide the keys across the desk and tell them, congratulations, you're a homeowner. And they're just elated. They're thrilled. They finally realize that their dream came true. They were actually able to own a home and the children are in there with them. And they're like, I get to go get my new room. It's for the whole family to enjoy. They're very excited to own a home. I'm Joe Shepard, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Hay wrap is what people use in their balers, the farmers, when they want to, you know, baling up hay at
wraps it up is better than twine. So it's like one consistency holds everything together, lasts longer, easier to cut off. Well, we started selling it because we got asked for it, because nowhere around here to really buy it, the good kind of net wrap that we have. So we found a vendor that's good price, and now we carry it. We've got it. Camrock is right south of Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City, Oklahoma.
Need precision parts done right and fast? At K4T in Elk City, we specialize in CNC machining, welding, and fabrication for the oil field as well as ag industries. We're a full-service job shop built on grit, speed, and craftsmanship. Whether it's a one-off prototype or full production, we get it done right every time. Family-owned and third-generation strong, Jason and Jamie Koss treat your job like it's their own. Stop by K4T on Merritt Road in Elk City or find us on Facebook. K4T, built on family, driven by craftsmanship.
Mark your calendar. July 15th, XIT Auctions will be selling 200 acres of good Ouachita County grass just north of Sentinel, Oklahoma. There's an 80-acre track and a 120-acre track, both located on Highway 44. For more information, call me, Aubrey Latham, 393-4440, or check the details out at xitauctions.com. Also selling two bank-owned homes, same day, same place. XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back to the Wheeler General Store. Happy hour. Sealing, Oklahoma. Here's your ag weather forecast for northwestern Oklahoma. 90 degrees, feels like 95. Heat risk is low today. Dew point 69, humidity is 50. The winds are out of the south, southwest at 22 with wind gusts up to 29. 1.85 inches of rain in the last 10 days. 82 is the three-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature. Sunset at 8:56. Breezy at 96 today and windy. Tonight, same thing, except 75 for a low. Tomorrow, even a little more breezier than it is today and 96 for a high. Awesome weather. Sounds like a good time to go play golf or go fishing or something cool. Okay. President Trump. So I guess according to this report in Successful Farming, the Agriculture Department has rescinded Regional Conservation Partnership Program award offers to several organizations previously selected to receive some Inflation Reduction Act funding. According to the agency, notices and interviews with affected recipients. Multiple organizations with RCPP projects that were chosen to receive the IRA dollars but had not yet fully executed their agreements have received letters from the state conservationists with the NRCS informing them that their conditional award offers were rescinded as the agency is not moving forward with any new awards using the supplemental funding provided by the Inflation Reduction Act at this time, according to copies viewed by AgriPulse. Sounds like somebody didn't get their paperwork done is what this story is about. It wasn't Trump's fault, I promise you. No. These notices were accompanied by a document informing recipients of avenues they may use to appeal the decision, including through mitigation, informal review, or reviews by their Farm Service Agency County Committees, or USDA National Appeals Division. So I guess it said AgriPulse has confirmed that 11 organizations have received such notices, though the action may extend to more. So that's all they were knowing. To me, after this is a long story, to me it sounds like some people weren't filling in, doing their paperwork. Let's see here. Neither the USDA nor the project partners had finished hammering out an agreement over how the program will be carried out by the time the notice comes. She said project leaders are now going through the process of notifying staff and partners of the USDA's decision. See here, let's see who was affected. Florida, based Wildlands Conservation Incorporated, was planning to use most of its $25 million award to secure easements spanning over 9,350 acres of Central Florida land. Some funding would have also been used to assist producers with prescribed burning, invasive species control, in other words, those snakes they got down there, and other land management activities. See here, who else? In Minnesota, John Jackson, the executive director for the State Board of Water and Soil Resources, said in a statement that his agency's project to establish water storage practices in Minnesota for control and runoff saw its award rescinded. As a result, the program now relies solely on remaining prior one-time state funding resources, they said. In Ohio, the Ohio State Agriculture Department confirmed that a project their agency was leading had been effective. She said the ODA will assess the project's data status and Ohio's budget is finalized. So, I don't know. It is what it is. Okay. Hey, you guys see the U.S. drought monitor yesterday map, the new one that came out? Zero drought going on in the south half of Kansas, all of Oklahoma, basically two-thirds of Texas down there in around El Paso and down in that area and down there in far south Texas. They got some pretty good drought going on. Arkansas, Louisiana, majority of Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, if you drew a line from Great Lakes down to Mississippi and went straight east, there's no drought going on in the United States except for Florida, and it's nothing major yet. So pretty good outlook on that. Let's see here. So I'm going to have a special guest coming on the 24th, I think. Let me check my calendar here. 24th or 25th, next week, from OSU to talk about the Asian longhorn tick. But this article in here from Farm Journal says, native to East Asia, the ALHT tick, that's the Asian longhorn tick, was first detected in New Jersey in 2017. Since then, it has spread to more than 20 states, with recent confirmation that the tick is now in Illinois, Michigan, and Iowa. Oklahoma, it was discovered last year. Arkansas, 2018. Missouri, 2021. Iowa, this year. Georgia, 21. Tennessee, 2019. And all those on the East Coast were anywhere from 2017. Most of them in 2018. Probably there earlier, but they weren't looking for them now. The Asian longhorn tick poses a serious threat to cattle health. It carries a protozoan parasite that infects red and white. I hope I said that, protozoan. Yeah, I had to say that, right? I talked it out just now. Parasite that infects red and white blood cells. It can lead to anemia and some cases, not all, death. They are native to Eastern Asia, Eastern China, Japan, the Russia, Far East, and Korea, but were introduced into Australia, New Zealand, and Western Pacific Islands and other countries. It can be called the bush tick, cattle tick, or scrub tick. Well, coming to a neighborhood near you, it was found in somewhere over in eastern Oklahoma around Miami, I believe. Miami. We're going to have a big discussion on it this coming next week on a show. I'll be talking to the professor from OSU on the deal. So there's some health risk in it for humans, too. It is a carrier of Lyme disease, Rocky Mountain spotted fever, Heartland virus, and the Powassan virus. So, but in my research, I found out that they like wet country. And yeah, I guess it's wet country out here this year for right now, but they like more tropical, like eastern Oklahoma. That's tropical. And so there's a chance, we'll find out more next week, that we might not have to worry about it out here, but we need to keep our eye out for it because you never know. Because there's some bugs coming out of the woodworks this year that I've never seen before. So, and in things we don't need. All right, let's go ahead and take our last, no wait. Put a stop to that. I need to inform you guys what all's going on in Western Oklahoma with KECO coming up in the next 2 to 3 weeks. And Saturday, July the 19th is the KECO Kids Fishing Derby and the Presidio's Family Day at the park. July 19th, the Fishing Derby will be from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Ackley Park here in Elk City. And what we got here? Exciting fishing adventures for kids age 15 and under, with Ackley Park fully stocked with fish. I'm waiting for the first kid to show up with a drone, drop a hook out there in the middle, catch the big fish. That's what I'm waiting on, because it doesn't say nothing in the rules about it. Prize fish, look out for specially marked fish. Each catch could win you $100. Equipment providing. You don't have a fishing pole? No problem. The Oklahoma Fish and Wildlife team from the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife will be there and provide free fishing poles and worms for bait. Free t-shirts arrive early. So if you were to get there early, you might get you a free t-shirt. And the Presidio Family Day. Carousel and putt-putt open till 1 p.m. And the new putt-putt course, I drove through there the other day and took a little gander at it, and it's pretty sweet. They did a good job. Congratulations to everybody for doing a good job also. But coming up July 10th, a Thursday night, is the KECO Picking in the Park. Music by JC of the Backroads right here in the studio, and Caroline Grace, Cody Brewer, and J-Rod Wall. Thursday, it starts at 8 o'clock, and it's free. And the Surf Bar and the 96.5 KECO, big sponsors there. And Thursday, July 10th at 8 o'clock right here in the park. And so then Surf Bar will be there with cold smoothie bowls and snow-way shaved ice. We'll have snow cones, hot dogs, pretzels, hot Cheetos, and lemonade. Bring a lawn chair, pack a cooler, and settle in for a great night under the star. That's Picking in the Park, July the 10th at 8 o'clock, right here in Elk City. And then, Wild Plum Jam Music Fest. The boys from Western Oklahoma, Cody Canada and the Departed, and Stoney LaRue, and Tyler Wilhelm, my favorite man. Get ready to jam at the Wild Plum Jam Fest, Music Fest. It's happening Saturday, July the 19th at the park and Sayre as a part of this year's Dust Bowl celebration. And we're going to have some stuff on the Dust Bowl coming up next week here on the show to talk about. Enjoy a full night of live music from some of the best red dirt artists. Early bird general admission is $35, but tickets are going fast. And you can get these, you can buy these tickets on KECOFM.com. Music, community, and the spirit of Western Oklahoma, Wild Plum Jam Music Fest, July 19th. And it could get a little Western because I'm going to be helping my boss, Blake, MC a little bit of that. And I'm thinking, I seen this gun case and it's got a t-shirt launcher in it, so it might get a little Western over there if I figure out how to operate it. All right, let's take a Wheeler General Store break. We'll be right back after this.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Garage doors are the largest moving object in your home. It's time to make sure your garage door is operating safely and properly. Cody Giblet, owner of Southwest Overhead Garage Door in Elk City, is reminding you that June is Garage Door Safety Month. Call Southwest Overhead Garage Door today at 580-225-3667 to schedule to have your garage door checked out to make sure it's operating properly. Remember, working on garage doors is very dangerous, so let the professionals handle it. Southwest Overhead Door, 1000 South Merritt Road in Elk City.
Hi, I'm Gary Owens, the owner of Galleria Furniture. This month, the buy one, get one free recliner is back. with the Flint Swivel Glider Recliner for just $6.99. That's $6.99 for two recliners. With over 150 recliners to choose from, why shop anywhere else? And remember, we'll beat any competitor's price or it's yours for free.
Located in Elk City next to Tractor Supply, where friends don't let friends pay retail.
We're definitely going to be late to the concert. I feel like we should be there by now.
I'm just taking a little detour. I got to fill up my gas tank, and I know this place a couple towns over where the gas is cheaper.
Are you serious? We're going to be late for the concert because you're driving out of the way for cheaper gas? Just use Upside.
What's Upside?
Upside is the free cashback app that gets you real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, I can get cash back just for buying the gas I need anyway?
Yes, I use it all the time, and I've made around $200. Now pull over so you can download the Upside app before we miss the concert.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRADE25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or as a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRADE25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRADE25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus. That's code TRADE25.
Hey, Western Oklahoma, get ready to geek out at Car Geeks, the new auto enhancement shop in Elk City. They detail everything, cars, trucks, RVs, and even boats, and they specialize in ceramic coatings with up to 3 years of protection. Join the KECL Roland Radio Show tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. for their grand opening. They're going to be giving away a free 3-year ceramic coating worth $500, plus interior and exterior washes, along with other prizes and lots of free swag to be given away. Car Geeks, where your ride gets the geek treatment. It's tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. Don't you dare miss it.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work, but yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Goatee Bowl America. How do you go to Goatee Bowl? I should have listened to myself the other night. But anyway, Hulbert and Goatee Bowl, it's about the same temperature. So Goatee Bowl is 93 degrees there right now. Feels like 98. Heat risk is low. Dew point 68. Humidity is 45. The winds are out of the south-southwest at 22 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 30. 1.62 inches of rain in the last 10 days. 82 is your 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature. Sunset at 8:53. Breezy, 96 today, 75 for a low tonight, still breezy. Tomorrow, even a little more breezier, and 95 degrees. And that is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag weather update for down in that area. Okay. Man, seems like there's a lot of scams showing up in the ag world here the last few years. Piece of advice, you guys, if you buy a piece of equipment or some cattle offline or online, and you've never dealt with these people before, no matter what their reputation is, if they're not a main name company that's been going for a while, you need to be careful. I'm not saying you can't do it because a lot of people buy and trade online and stuff, but be careful. A federal court has ordered Agridime LLC to pay $102 million in restitution in a cattle Ponzi scheme that included more than 2,100 investors in at least 14 states this week. The U.S. District Court for Northern Texas of Northern District of Texas entered a final judgment and consent order imposing a permanent injunction and equitable remedies against the Texas firm, which is now in receivership. In addition to the restitution, the consent order permanently commands Agrodyne from engaging in conduct that violates the Commodity Exchange Act and Commodity Futures Trading Commission regulations and bans them from registering with any of those people anymore. That's a lot of money. God almighty, that's a lot of money. The court also entered a final judgment by default against Agrodyne's co-founders, Joshua Link of Gilbert, Arizona, and Jed Wood of Fort Worth, Texas. Link was ordered to pay $815 million, while Wood must pay $1.4 million. The CFTC says the financial sums represent gains received by Link and Wood in connection with violations alleged in the CFTC's May 2024 complaint. In May of 2024, the CFTC filed a civil enforcement action against Agrodyne and its co-founders, Link and Wood, alleging the defendants engaged in a scheme to defraud thousands of customers in at least 14 states by selecting, accepting, and using customers' funds to pay undisclosed commissions and later use those funds to pay profits to earlier customers. The later customers, I don't think they got any money. According to CFTC, the Ponzi scheme involved an online platform created by Agrodyne that allowed customers to buy and sell cattle and pitch victims with prospect of guaranteed annual rate returns of between at least 15 and 20%. Through Agrodyne's cattle program, customers supposedly bought cattle, typically for about $2,000 a head, and Agrodyne would then handle the feeding and care of the cattle via farmers from whom Agrodyne partnered until the cattle were ready to be processed and the beef was sold. As alleged in the complaint, Agrodyne represented the customers' funds would be used only for the purchase, raising, and feeding of the purchased cattle. Instead, because Agrodyne did not buy the number of cattle required to fulfill its obligations under the livestock contracts, Agrodyne had to use recent customers' fund to pay guaranteed profits of earlier customers. And so according to CFTC's complaint, from approximately 2021 until December 2023, the defendants received more than $161 million from 2,000 customers. The CFTC also claims customer funds were used to pay approximately $11 million in undisclosed commissions to Agrodyne personnel, including to Link, his wife, and to Wood. Man, how can you do this crap to people? Guess it goes on in every type of business, but we hear more about it. Also, going through some of my emails this morning and from yesterday, I'm going to remind you guys again, cattle prices are high, as we all know. Calves are worth a lot of money out there in your pasture. If you get a chance, at least notch their ears and ear tag them. The ear tags can be taken off, I know, but they can't put skin and meat back in them ears or brand your cattle. Lots of reported cattle pairs being stolen, lots of reported calves being stolen, babies being stolen. Help, baby calves a week old are worth $800-900 right now. So just lock your gates. The gate does keep an honest thief out, but lock your gates and just keep an eye on your cattle. And as hot as it's getting and the wind's blowing, guys, check on your water. You got to check your water every day, or at least every other day, depending on what your water source is. But just keep an eye out for all that stuff and see what happens. What else we got going on here? Ooh, about time for the show to be over. Well, wheat harvest, according to this report here, some wheat farmers are just cutting loss. They're just baling, swathing, doing everything, plowing their wheat under. They're not even, this is going on in Nebraska and Kansas. And they're just cutting their loss. They're not going to mess with it. So with that report being out, wheat should be going up in price, not down, right? All right. You guys have a great weekend. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Sayre and Elk City, Oklahoma. God bless everybody.